to all of my listeners out there. I am extremely late for work today because I had to stop and get gas, and then after I left the gas station, I went to go smoke a cigarette and realized that I forgot a lighter, so I had to stop at another gas station just to get a lighter, and now I'm very late. And actually, the gas station that I just happened to stop at, like, I just got off the highway and just found the next gas station, actually ended up being a gas station that I've bought drugs at before, so being there again, God, I'm so sorry, I keep coughing, or clearing my throat, but anyway, being there at that gas station again brought about this weird feeling of, not nostalgia, because nostalgia is like a good thing, right? And I don't want to say triggering, because triggering is like that word that's such a buzzword right now, you know, like everything is triggering and you have to give trigger warnings and you have to be careful of other people's triggers, which I don't necessarily agree with. You know, I kind of feel like if you find yourself in, you know, because there's no way that every person in the world is going to know your specific triggers. And so if you find yourself in a situation where you're being triggered, either by the conversation or the place or the people or whatever, then it's your responsibility to take yourself out of that situation and kind of save yourself. You know what I mean? Like, it's not up to the other people in the room to kind of walk on eggshells around you, if you know what I mean. But other than that, I actually had a dream last night about some of my old high school friends. And let me know if this happens to any of you, but I kind of, not frequently, but like often enough, find myself having dreams about high school, or even like before that, like kids I knew in middle school and even elementary school. And it's so weird. I mean, particularly there's this one guy that I had a crush on. God, we were in the same class in second grade, and then he switched schools. And then, so I finished elementary school, you know, whatever. And then in middle school, we started going to the same school again. And then same in high school, we were in the same school. And I had a couple classes with him, but he was just so gorgeous. Like, the most, I don't want to say handsome man, because he wasn't a man at the time, he was a teenager, but he was just the most gorgeous guy I had ever seen. And I still think that, like, back then, like, he was very, very cute. Now he's kind of, you know, grown up and gained some weight and grown out his beard, which is not a bad thing. You know, there are definitely some guys that are bigger with beards that are very attractive, but I don't think that it suits this guy personally. So when I see him on Facebook or Instagram, I don't have those same feelings of like, oh my God, he's so good looking. But when I think about him in high school, he was so crazy good looking, like you wouldn't even believe it. And oddly enough, he was very chill. Like, he didn't get his first girlfriend until he went to college. He was very chill. We were very close in second grade when we were in school together, or in the same class together. We would always talk and sit next to each other and stuff, but then when he went to a different school, we kind of drifted apart because, you know, you're like, what, 8 at that time? And so we never really got close again like that. I mean, I worked with him on a couple of school projects and stuff, but it was just never the same. But he was always very nice, very cool, very chill and laid back, played sports. And yeah, didn't get his first girlfriend until college. He always hung out with, like, the douchey guys, though, that I didn't like at all, like, that they were, like, rude and would, like, just be obnoxious in class and, like, you know, those types of dudes. But yeah, so I dream about him a lot. It's kind of weird. But like, I dream about him, like, back then, you know what I mean? Like, not like how he looks now. But last night, I had a dream about one of my old high school friends that I was very, very close with, like, freshman to junior year. Like, they were a year above me. So, by the time I was a senior, they were out of school and on to college. And so that's when we started drifting apart. But, for my freshman and junior year, we were extremely close. I would, like, hang out with him every weekend. And he was not, conventionally attractive. I don't want to say he was a neckbeard, but he was a neckbeard. And there's nothing wrong with that. He was very friendly, super nice, always, like I said, we were always hanging out. He was super funny, super talented. He played a lot of, instruments, loved music, and he asked me out, I think when I was a freshman, and I said no, just because I wasn't attracted to him in that way, and I just wanted to stay being friends, because I still, you know, I loved hanging out with him, but I just couldn't see myself romantically involved with him. But anyway, I had a dream about him last night, and I can only remember, like, bits and pieces of it, but I know he was in it. And then, I know that I just made the audio diary down bad a couple days ago, and now it's, like, reaching into my dreams, like, it's ridiculous. So in my dream last night, I was tutoring this, like, group of, not students, because we were, like, the same age, but we were all sitting at this table, and I was, like, kind of, like, tutoring these kids, not kids, but you know what I mean, on, you know, whatever subject it was, and there was, you know, a mix of guys and girls, but there was one guy in particular that I, like, kind of liked and was trying to, you know, be flirtatious with, and then, what do you call it, a couple other people came in, but the table was full, so they couldn't, you know, sit, and so we ended the session, or whatever it was, and then, later that night, there was, like, a, not a carnival, but, like, so I grew up in Western Massachusetts, and on 4th of July, they would, like, the college football fields, they would, I guess, rent out to, like, you know, carnival vendors, like cotton candy and stuff like that, but there was no rides. You just, like, walked around, bought food, and, like, socialized, and then you would lay down, like, on the field and watch the fireworks show and stuff like that. So it was something like that, not like a real carnival, but like a little, like, there was still carnival, like, vendors, like food vendors and stuff, but so there was a function like that in my dream, and there was the guy that I was trying to flirt with at the table. I saw him with, ironically, another one of my classmates, one of my friends that I grew up with, like, from elementary school. She lived, like, a couple blocks over, and I would always hang out with her. I saw them walking around together, and then she leans over and kisses him, and I remember feeling like, oh, that sucks, but then also thinking of, like, oh, well, I don't want to kiss someone. I want someone to kiss me. You know what I mean? Like, I want someone to take the initiative to kiss me. And then I turn around, and there was a guy there that he was, like, he came in, like, later. Like, this is getting confusing. I'm sorry. But like I said, when we were sitting at that table, there was a group of people that came in that weren't able to sit, so we ended the session. And he was in one of those groups of people that came in and, like, couldn't sit. And I turned around, and he was like, oh, I really wanted to, sit down and, like, you know, have you tutor me, but I, you know, we couldn't because of the whatever. And I was like, oh, yeah, whatever, whatever. And then I woke up. So a very random dream. Dreams are always like that, though. They're so random, and it's like, when you say it out loud, it doesn't make sense, but in your dream, it's like, oh, yeah, this makes perfect sense, and, like, you know, even if someone doesn't look like them in the real world, but, like, you still know it's them in your dream, you know what I mean? dreams are so weird like that. But yeah, so I find myself having dreams a lot of, like I said, not a lot, but pretty often of, like, people I grew up with. And I don't know if this is, like, unresolved feelings that I, you know, have for, like, that, you know, that guy I said that I had a huge crush on or whatever. But, let me know if that happens to you. Do you ever dream about, like, stuff that happened, like, when you were a kid or, you know, people from high school and stuff like that, like, years old stuff? Do you still dream about that? Because I sure do. Yes, very interesting. Alright, well, that's all I wanted to talk about today. That just came up, and I was like, oh, I could talk about this and on my way to work, blah, blah, blah. You know, the deal. Alright, I'm at work now. I gotta come in and apologize to my manager and get started on my work because I'm now 45 minutes late. It's 8:45 and I was supposed to be here at 8. Oh, well. But, I mean, I know I've said before that I'm late every day, and that's not an exaggeration. I'm literally late to work every day. But my managers don't mind too much because I always finish my work. Like, I, like, the store opens at, for those that don't know, I'm a cook at a restaurant. I'm a line cook. So the restaurant opens at 11, and I'm supposed to get here at 8, so that's 3 hours to open the store. But you don't really need the full 3 hours, especially because some procedures of the way we do things have changed, and so now things are a lot quicker. So you don't really need the full 3 hours. In fact, I usually take the last half hour, like, for my break. But as long as I finish by 11, I shouldn't get in trouble. But yeah. All right. Okay. That's it. You'll hear from me again soon. All right. Bye.